everybody. Welcome back to Blah Blah Blah.
What is up?
I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Sulema.
But y'all already knew that.
It's good. And if you didn't and you're new here, welcome.
If you came from our reel that got 5,000 views.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're famous now.
We are about to get signed. I'm just kidding.
No. Wait, what should we call our viewers or
our
listeners?
Our girlies.
Our babblers. Our
blah blah blah.
Our,
the talkers.
No.
Conversationalists?
No.
What? Well, what else goes with blah, blah, blah?
Like, our blabbers.
Our blabbers? That sounds blabbers? Like... Ew. You know, like, the duck in San Francisco or, like, Maine? The duck that would, like... It was a boat that would go on land and it would also go into the water?
Yeah.
That's what the blubbers remind me of. Like, people on that...
It sounds too much like blubber.
Right. Oh, I was thinking blubber, but I think I said flubber. Is flubber a word?
Okay, we are not calling our viewers the flubbers.
No. It sounded like...
What about the... No, I don't know.
We'll ask you guys on Instagram, and you can tell us what you want to be called, because you deserve input in this as well.
Yeah. This is all about you. We do this all for you.
Yeah.
You tell us what you want us to call you.
We are nothing without you.
Seriously.
Call me by your name.
Oh.
Okay. Well, today is so beautiful out. We are in New York City reporting live, and it is literally 83 degrees today. It was so hot and gorgeous. I'm wearing a tiny little Reformation
dress. Just like
dress
you.
Boppity bop my way
and
over
she
here.
She is naked underneath. It's not like an essential.
I am. Aren't you?
What's Reformation's like tagline? What is it?
You're naked underneath.
I was actually, I take this like social media marketing course. Nerd. And then
nerd alert.
I'm weird. I'm still nerd.
Not like other girls. Anyway, and they like use Reformation all the time as and they talked about their slogan the other day, and it hasn't changed since they started. Like, you know, some people will like rebrand or whatever and have a new slogan. Theirs has been the same, I'm looking it up, since they started. And it is, being naked is the number one most sustainable option. We're number two. That is like such a good slogan.
That's really good.
That is really good.
Such a good one.
Really good.
So listening to music is the most amazing way to spend your time. Blah, blah, blah is number two.
I was like, where are you going with this? Okay.
Yeah, right. What's our tagline? We have to figure that out too.
Okay, we'll get back to you guys on all of this because we're not really good at thinking on our feet like that.
We have a lot to think about. Literally felt like summer today.
Yeah.
What did you guys get up to?
Well, I worked from home.
Okay, boom.
It was
boring.
So beautiful though. Like, all I wanted to do was go outside. I opened my window though, so I got a nice breeze. I made the funkiest lunch today, which I sent G and Zoo a video of. It was actually so good. Okay, there are these rice cakes. I'm not like a rice cake stan. I think
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, I would so much. I'm not a rice cake stan. I'd rather have a piece of bread. But there are these rice cakes from Quaker, and they are like white cheddar rice cakes. They're gluten-free.
That sounds bomb.
And they are so good, and I can only find them at like Safeways or bigger grocery stores. They don't have them at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or anywhere that I grocery shop.
I love the crunch.
Oh my god, the girls were too stunned to speak.
I'm getting a little too comfortable here.
Anyway, and at this local grocery store, like,
wait, let me say what my dad always says.
What?
That was well brought up. Too bad you weren't. He always hits me with that one. I'm like, you brought me up, so your fault.
Who's taking the blame here? Anyway, they had them at this little grocery store, and I went this morning after the gym, and I was like, so I got those, and then I put on my rice cake, I put avocado, cottage cheese.
Yeah, we love cottage cheese.
Nutritional yeast, dill, and then a fried egg, and then on the side I had roasted.
I got dill recently.
It's so good. I got roasted sweet potatoes, and I put ketchup on them.
Yum.
And that was my lunch. So that was probably like the highlight of my day.
Speaking of lunch.
Yeah, get into that.
Oh, yeah.
Today, today it actually filled me up. It filled my cup.
You're a little sunburnt.
No, I was just scratching.
Oh.
That's why. Me and Cicely have been sending each other Caesar salad
Chicken
Caesar salad wraps.
Like videos. Everybody else on TikTok.
On TikTok. And been wanting to try. There's so many places I want to try. Milano Market, we've heard, is really good. And then you
that's
sent
on the
me a Lenwich
side.
One.
Yeah. Like, that's far away.
And then, isn't there one from Bob's White Counter?
I got the Bob's White. No, but I didn't.
You didn't
I got
get the
quinoa chicken. I got the fried. It was so next level. It was like a thing of fried chicken in, or like a chicken tender almost, in like a quinoa kale wrap. It was so splendid.
But don't they have a Caesar salad?
They do, but I didn't get it that time. I don't know why.
Anyways, Ben, I want to go on a tour of like trying all of these, but I was right by a Lenwich after my teeth cleaning appointment, which like,
Let me see those pearly whites.
Oh, let's see.
They look good, they look so clean. Oh my God. My teeth clean. I've been craving
Me
to
get too.
My teeth clean.
I was like,
oh, I don't like it, but I need to. I haven't gone in years.
Every time I go get my teeth cleaned, I like hate just sitting there listening to the sound of like the buzzing and everything.
You will imagine getting veneers.
I actually can't imagine.
Your teeth away.
And so I was like, every time I do that, I think I'm going to wear headphones next time. But I always get a little insecure because I don't want the woman to feel like I'm not paying attention to her. But also, what? She doesn't care. She's got her goggles on. Like,
that's back to last episode. You got to be a little selfish.
I know. Yeah. So I brought my headphones this time and I was listening to Kelsey Kruppel's podcast.
Oh, such a good one.
And it was very soothing and comforting as she
say,
was
like
scraping
hey,
my
do
teeth.
Do you mind if I put my headphones in?
No.
Just put your headphones in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get down to
that's
business.
A power move.
That's
yeah.
a really, that's
powerful. I mean,
powerful.
I just felt like we're not going to talk. My mouth's open.
Yeah. They always try to talk to me.
That's
oh
the
my
worst.
God.
They
I'm
do.
Like, shut
And you're
up,
like, oh, my God,
no
we're fine.
And my dentist back home in San Francisco, like, I've been going to them since I was young. And they're always like, how's, when I was in school, like, how's school? Oh, my God, how's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, girl, right. this isn't, let's get lunch. Like, let's not
they
talk
always get
now.
Way too personal.
No.
I was getting my eyebrows threaded yesterday or
they
2 days
so
ago
good.
And it was like very sensitive for some reason. I just switched my facial cleanser and I think it's making my skin sensitive, and so I started tearing a little bit because whatever, it hurts. And
whatever,
she
hurts. Like I'm a wasp
and she goes
okay.
Oh, are you getting your period soon? I was like, oh, I don't know.
What?
Oh, maybe it's more sense because I know when when you get waxed, they're like never get waxed like on your period. And one time I did and my coochie, and it hurt so much more. I mean, it already hurts like a bitch. That was also a DM. Somebody wanted to know about waxing stuff, which we can talk about later. But
I've never gotten waxed.
I got it once on my period, and I was like, I'm a tough bitch. I can do it, you know? And it hurt so extraordinarily bad.
No.
It was like so much worse than the time
Well, that's
before.
What she said. She said it's like more tender around your period, and I literally got my period like later that day. So
wait, why would
She's
that
like
be?
Genius.
I don't know.
It's because your body is, like, more sensitive or whatever. I don't know. You know how, like, you're crying, like, you're emotional or whatever? Yeah. It's like your body just goes through phases. I don't know.
It's really interesting. Okay, guys, my fucking Caesar salad wrap. Okay, tangent. So I tried this one from Lenwich. They had a chicken Caesar salad wrap, and then they had a picante chicken Caesar salad wrap, which, like, had jalapenos with spicy.
Oh, it didn't come with a picante drink on the side.
I wish it did.
Lenwich, like, did a collab with Soho House. They're like, that'd be get your picante and your combo. Chicken salad wrap. I would go and get it. Are you
Immediately.
Kidding? Marketing.
So I want to try the spicy one next time, because I think this one would have been
go
so
together.
Good with spice. But it was
We should go together.
Delightful.
Okay. Okay. I said it once and you didn't respond. I was like, we should go to
Yes, let's make it a date.
Shake on it.
Okay. We shook.
I feel FOMO.
I'm just gluten free.
And
vegetarian.
It's just like
it's just
lettuce.
Not a good
but you use cheese. You could use the just you can get a Caesar salad.
Just the cheese.
Hold
no croutons
the wrap, hold
even.
The chicken, hold the croutons.
Horrible.
Yum.
And a picante.
Yeah.
Wait, what park did you go to today? Didn't you go to a park?
Maria Hernandez, like right near my apartment.
Cute.
Everyone is out, though.
Wow.
I know.
It's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want to comment on what somebody said about your feet?
Oh, yeah. So I was walking in the park, and this man, as I'm passing, goes, oh, my God, you have beautiful toes. And he didn't just say
I
it
hate
once.
To laugh.
He said it twice. He goes, you have beautiful toes.
What?
And
you're like, do you want to buy pictures of them?
Just to give you a picture, my toes don't look good.
They're not painted right now.
First of all,
yeah, get
Sicily,
into some detail.
Sicily and I went on a 10-mile run the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're bad bitches.
And two of my toes went black. Like, I think the toenail is completely off. I mean, I actually do know that they're completely off. I have blisters all over. I haven't cut my toenails in months. So I don't know where he was getting that idea.
Can you just say some more? Because that's really turning me on. Wait, did he look normal or weird?
Like, as normal as
you should have taken
a...
that as a business opportunity and said, I will send you pictures if you send me
it
money.
It made me really uncomfortable, honestly.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Well, it's just, like, the most... The, like, audacity of some people?
Yeah.
Wait, were you wearing flip-flops?
Yeah, I was wearing my flip-flops. My platform ones.
You got those dogs out and about for the whole
I should be charging.
And I have really, really ugly feet, so I was just
like... You don't.
No, you have beautiful feet.
You have gorgeous feet.
Horrible feet.
That's not true.
Thank you. I have a really long second toe, you guys.
This is a thing. So many people have this. It's like Egyptian versus whatever.
No, it means that you're...
Greek?
Yeah, I don't know. It means you're really smart. So, like, obviously, I know that's true. But...
What is the... normal height toe mean stupid, a quote unquote
stupid. So I would keep your dogs closed up. Everybody's gonna know. No, I think normal, it doesn't really mean anything, but I like to think it means something because at least that's some solace for having my long second toe. When I got
it's
this,
elegant
when, okay, thank you. When I got this, like, I have this spider tattoo on my ankle, the guy who did it was on St. Mark's 3 a.m drunk one night.
Culture.
Yeah, but I think they rebranded or something. Oh, anyway, no. We were keeping them in business our freshman year of college, and I was getting my spider tattoo, and he literally wrapped my foot in saran wrap because he didn't want to look at it.
You're kidding.
Wrapped my foot in saran wrap.
You're lying.
No, I have a picture of it.
That's traumatizing a little bit.
He was just like,
are you sure he said that? He said, I don't want to look at your toe?
He was just like, I don't want to look at feet or whatever. But I was like, okay, it wasn't specific to me, but that I took it specifically to my foot.
Oh,
I know.
You need to heal.
But I was saying
that.
To Zoo,
too personally,
I'm healed.
Are you though?
No, I was saying to Zoo.
Wait, what's the Charlie Sheen thing? I blinked and I cured my brain, or what was it?
I forget what the fuck he said. He's been saying such funny stuff. Anyway, I was texting.
He's been saying such funny stuff like 10 years ago.
I guess, but it's just coming out now. Literally, it was 10 years ago. The funniest thing is, like, if there are drugs in here, find them. I'm like, give them to me. I was like, what the hell?
I just saw one that was like, when TSA checks my bag. Yeah. Find them to me. And if there is, I'll throw them out.
I'll throw them out. Anyway, that was Zoo's date.
What did you do today?
I just worked. Oh, I went to Pilates this morning, woke up early.
She told us the Quaker.
Oh,
Quaker
right.
Thing, got those, had my lunch, geez. And then just, like, worked all day, finished. We have book club after this, so I finished our book. I ground. What is, like, the past tense of grind?
Grinded.
Because at last night we were talking, and this person was like, I grind my teeth, and I was like, oh, one time I ground my teeth.
No.
So hard that whatever.
That sounds wrong.
I grinded. That sounds wrong, but it sounds better
I'm
than
grinding
ground.
On the dance floor. I'm not grinding at night. I'm just
like, yes, you are, both.
Anyway. What? Anyway, so I finished.
If you say anyway one more time.
Anyway. I'm like, are you bored?
Anyway. So funny.
Anyway, that was my day.
We should start a book club with our babblers.
Babblers? I kind of like that.
Wait, actually, I don't hate that.
Roll it off the top.
Is that not what I said babblers. Earlier?
No, you said...
Blubber.
You said blars or something.
Oh, blars. Babblers.
Babblers.
I
that's
like that.
That's kind of like Roman, you know?
The babblers.
The babblers.
Our babblers.
Wait, I really like that, babblers. Honestly. Yeah, we could start a book
club. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We blah, blah, blah.
Anyways, that was my day. What'd you guys do? So you did your chicken Caesar wrap.
Anything else?
Appointment.
Anything else of importance?
Oh.
What?
What?
Well, because remember I told them about her horse camp boy?
Oh, yeah. Give a little update.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We literally talked about it after break on the pod.
Oh, right.
Okay, horse camp boy, remember? Blabbers.
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 Well, also, horse camp boy doesn't want to be called horse camp boy. He wants to be called horse boy.
Horse boy.
Horse boy, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's start that.
So, we're going to change it, horse boy. But horse boy was in town for his friend's birthday. So, we all hung out last night. He got to meet... the girly pops.
We're a really big intimidating moment. Group to meet.
Yeah. So scary.
I like walk in, I'm like, oh my God, I wanted to meet you so badly.
So that was so fun. We chatted last. Yeah. That's like my only update is like just fun to have horse boy in town.
I feel like things are ramping up.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh. It's like spring, a new season. Everything just
I'm
feels
feeling
like
more
exciting.
Social.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling more social. I also did this thing where I'm doing this thing. I was telling Zoo about it last night. Every week, I'm trying to do two things that maybe I wouldn't have done or wouldn't usually do. Like, trying to, like, kind of step outside of my comfort zone.
That's good.
So, last night, even though it wasn't outside of my comfort zone, I was meeting new people. I was going out. I didn't leave my apartment until, like, 10, 15 or something. So, like, usually I'd be like, okay, I'm going to stay in. I'm going to sleep. Obviously, Horse Camp Boy was a big priority to me.
Horse Boy.
Horse Boy.
I'm sorry, Horse Boy. Horse Boy was a big priority to meet, so I was so excited to do that. But that was kind of like stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I usually wouldn't leave my apartment at 10:30 to go to a bar. Did it. And then also tonight we're having dinner or drinks with somebody that G kind of knows from somebody, and he just like, we met him in the Lower East Side and he's so cool. So excited for that.
New friend.
Yeah. So I'm just like trying to like, I think because of like the new season, I'm just feeling a little more like invigorated to do stuff.
I agree.
And I just want to like push myself outside of my comfort zone twice a week. So
I also think it's just like easier to leave your apartment when it is warm out versus like it is so much more of a trek if you're like walking someplace and it's really windy and cold and just like the temperature changes.
Well, even
so
walking to the East Village last night was so beautiful. I was like, oh my god, I love
it. Almost feels like tropical when it's like warm at night like that. It's just
brings me back to Jamaica.
Oh, I miss that place.
Me too. Okay, Zoo, what'd you do? Went to the park?
Yeah, I worked pretty much all day. Well, I went to Pilates.
Slay.
My morning Pilates class. It's my favorite class. Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Georgia at Wick Pilates.
Wick is the
slays.
Best. Should we gatekeep it?
No, I'll tell them. I'll tell them. Okay. And then, yeah, I worked, and then the weather was so nice, I wanted to go out and just lay in the sun for a little bit. So once I finished up most of my work, I just took a little break and sat in the sun.
And got your toes complimented.
Mm-hmm. Listened to some podcasts. Also, something that I was thinking about, when I have my AirPods in, I feel like invisible. Like, I feel like I have, like, an invisibility cloak, especially when I'm listening to a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, because when I'm walking down the street and I have it on silent mode or whatever, soundproof, what the fuck is that called?
I call it do not disturb.
Do not disturb, whatever. Noise cancellation. Noise cancellation.
Yeah.
I will be listening to music, especially Taylor Swift, and I will be mouthing the words, like, out loud. And I almost feel, like, invisible. And it's something about the noise cancellation. I kind of feel like
I
can do whatever I want for some reason.
G, like, met me one day because we were going down to the Lower East Side to go to brunch one Sunday. And I was like, do you want to just meet me here? Because I live closer than she does. And I saw her walking and I was, like, hunting her down. I was like, I waited for her, and then she passed me, literally passed me, and I was, and she was walking so fast, but like strut, like so confidently walking fast, like she didn't look like she was rushing, and I was like screaming. I was like, Genevieve.
That's the Genevieve. Only problem with the noise cancellation is if someone does try to get your attention.
I was like, Genevieve? I was
AirPods like, what in, like, world out.
Everybody probably thought I was like coming after you, because I was like, Genevieve. And then I finally got, and you were like, oh, hey. I was like, hey, I've been chasing you for a block and a half. Hey.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I feel the same way.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and that's what gets me through my days.
Nice.
I love it.
This podcast, I'm sure, gets our 5 viewers through there.
Okay, I think we have a little more than that.
Our 5,000 real watchers.
Anyway, today's episode, what we kind of want to talk about is fashion a little bit, and like, since it's springtime, G just got her new summer wardrobe, not new summer wardrobe, but brought her wardrobe out from under her bed and switched it out, took out the winter stuff. I today was like looking at all my clothes and I was like, oh my god, it's so warm, I can wear kind of whatever I want, which feels really rejuvenating. And we got a DM last night asking us about like who are our style icons, like how would we like describe our style, how do we put an outfit together, what do we like, what do we decide when we wear like the bar, like all these different questions. And so I just feel like it'd be fun to kind of talk about fashion and our sense of style a little bit as we're entering this like new season and can like wear all these new different
and
things.
If there is one thing about these three girls, is they have a passion for fashion.
Snaps to that.
passion for fashion.
Feel that fashion.
Fashion garlic. What is that voice?
I don't know. Oh, so maybe we should start out with like, how do each of us?
How is it like evolved?
Gather.
Oh.
I was gonna go one way, but you go that way.
No, go. Where were you going?
I was just gonna say like, how do you guys usually like get inspo? Like, who inspires you or what inspires you with your clothing? Maybe and how that's like evolved.
Yeah, definitely. So back in the day, well, I grew up in San Francisco, so I felt like I was always like exposed to cool style and always exposed to thrifting. And I mean,
Maine the epitome of cool fashion.
No, well, land. Maine actually has like the best thrift stores because all the Mainers, no offense, are getting rid of all the cool stuff and like keeping all the practical stuff because they want to be like warm in the winter.
It's like
and,
just vests.
Yeah, so Patagonia vests. Yeah, so they're getting rid of all their like, oh my god, Betsy Johnson sequin dress. No, I can't wear that in the winter. LL Bean fleece, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, till I die.
Literally,
bury me.
No hate to Mainers. I'm a Mainer, so I take a lot of inspiration from Maine too, but. I think I grew up just, like, thrifting all the time because I lived in the city and everybody was thrifting. Also, my mom's, like, loves vintage antiques, like, thrifting, so I was always raised around that. And something that I, like, didn't – I, like, kind of, like, blocked out and I forgot, but I just got, like, reminded of it from, like, my sister is when I turned, I think it was, like, 10 or 11 – I had to, like, pay for all my clothes. Like, my mom, like, stopped buying clothes for me or my parents. So it's, like, when – I mean, in the beginning of the school year, maybe we'd get, like, a few new things. But it was, like, you work and you pay for your own stuff. So thrifting, like, really kind of became, like, a necessity for me. Like, if I wanted to have, like, new clothes or whatever because it was all I could really afford. So blessing in disguise, when I was younger, I was, like, oh, my God, you're so rude. All I want to do is go to Forever 21 and, like, spend all my money there. But no, I would thrift. And I think that's just kind of, like, where my style, like, came from is was always, like, thrifty, wifty type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then in high school, everybody was, like, into thrifting. It was such a big deal. Well, when I first – it's just so interesting because depending on where you grow up, I feel like your style changes so much. And I feel like when I was younger, I definitely tried to, like, fit in a lot more. So I would wear things less that I thought were cool and more so that just kind of, like, didn't really – make me different, you know? I went to a Catholic middle school, so we had a uniform. So I was always in a uniform, barely wore, like, any of my own clothes to school. But we would have free dress days if we cleaned the kitchen. It was so fucked up. If we cleaned the kitchen, the cafeteria, then we got a free dress day.
Jail.
But you were only allowed one free dress day every month, so... And sometimes when it was free dress day, I would literally forget accidentally. And I'm like, shit, I'm not going to get this for another month. And I have to clean the kitchen again.
So then anyway, did everyone, like, take advantage of that to show off?
Everybody took advantage of, but, like, not really. Style. Because it was still so limited what you could wear. So you couldn't wear leggings or yoga pants or anything like that. Yeah. Not that you wanted to, whatever. I think a lot of people did. Back in the day, I would have loved to wear that because it was so comfortable. But you couldn't wear, like, shorter skirts or nail polish, makeup. Like, you really were limited. You couldn't wear spaghetti straps, like, all these things.
How would you define your style back then?
My style back then, I think, was, like, conformative.
Okay.
That's how I would probably describe it.
What kind of things were you wearing?
I was wearing, basically, like, Lucky Brand jeans were really in.
Yeah.
Free People was, like, really in. So I wouldn't even go to, like, Lucky Brand, though, because I couldn't afford it. Or I wouldn't go to, like, Free People. I would go to Goodwill or to these, like, consignment stores and find it secondhand. And then I would wear it. But that's what everybody was wearing. And then I got to high school. Absolutely no uniform. You just couldn't be naked. Like, that was my – that was literally our dress code. It was written.
I had the same thing.
Yeah, which I felt, like, was a great dress code. I felt so much freedom. But going into freshman year, like, True Religion jeans were really in and all this stuff. And so, again, I would go to, like, hunting at the thrift stores and be like, please, all I want to do is find, like, a pair of True Religion jeans. Finally did. And I would wear those and then just kind of, like, conformed to what people were wearing. Then sophomore year, that's when I dyed my hair pink. And that's kind of, I think, the, like, a pretty momentous moment because that's when I just, like, shifted, I think, a little bit. Stopped caring about what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
Went thrifting, like, hardcore for things that I actually, like, liked and things that
what kind of
made
things
me happy.
Were you wearing
I would just
with
wear,
that?
Like, t-shirts and jerseys and baggier jeans and dresses and, like, bomber jackets and fleeces. There's, like, things that I probably, like, it was all, like, cool thrifted stuff that I probably wouldn't have worn.
Where do you think you got that inspiration? Like, where...
I think the inspiration, I think it honestly came from, like, my sister because at that point she's older than me, only a year, but she was, like, wearing different things and she was really into, like, music and rock and all, like, indie stuff too. And so she would get inspiration, I think, from going to see these shows in San Francisco, seeing what other people were wearing. And then I would see what she was wearing, and I was like, oh, I need to go, like, find that, or I'm going to steal that from her.
And I feel like sometimes you need to, like, make a bold choice. Like, you dyed your hair, and then that gave you the freedom to be like, fuck it.
No, absolutely. So I would do that. And I think I would just, like, Instagram. I would look online. But Instagram back then was less about finding fashion or trends. It was more about just, like, posting your life. I loved Pinterest. I was like a huge Pinterest girly.
Even back in the day?
Yeah, but I don't have Pinterest now. Like, I'm not into Pinterest anymore. I think because I was on it like way back in the day. And I think I would just like walk around San Francisco and see people wearing cool things. And that's where I got like all my inspiration from.
Yeah.
I also was like, this is probably like not good to say probably, but I was like on Tinder in high school. It's fine to say, but I was on Tinder in high school and I would like, I hung out with like a few people, whatever. But then from there, like I would hang out with their friends and I would see like they were a little older. So I would like see what their friends were wearing and everybody was just like in such cool stuff. And I mean, I grew up in San Francisco, so even going to like Dolores Park, which is like such a cool like spot, we'd hang out there every Friday night and Saturday night if it was warm. And just like literally looking around, like the world is your oyster. You could just take inspiration from so many people at that park. It was so cool. And I also think I was like really wanted to be like a skater girl back then.
Same.
Yeah, so I would just like take inspiration from like skater boys and just like wear what they wore as a girl.
Yeah. I feel like in my middle school era, that was when going to the mall was such a big thing. And so every weekend, my friend and I would just go to the mall. Because when you're young like that, that's kind of the only time that you have independence. Because your parents would just drop you off. Be like, I'll pick you up in a couple hours. And so my best friend and I would go every single weekend to the mall. And we'd hit up Aeropostale.
Love it.
Abercrombie. Love it. Hollister.
Oh, I loved Abercrombie.
Yeah. That was like my shit. Papaya, like random.
What's papaya?
Oh, you're missing
like,
out.
In middle school, I was into
out.
Like Tilly's too. If anybody remembers Tilly's, definitely had the I Heart Boobies bracelet on.
Oh,
couldn't wear 100%. It to Catholic school.
Zoomies, I was so into like.
Do you guys remember
thing?
Those spaghetti strap neon green or like those like neon, almost like it was the worst material ever. But it was like these tank tops from Tilly's. It was just spaghetti strap. I had a neon green one.
Yeah,
and it was like almost like spandexy. It was like workout legging material.
Yeah,
but it was a tank top. Those were all the rage.
What I used to wear was the tank tops with the built-in bra before
I actually had
boobs, and I was like kind of growing them a little bit. And I would wear like three of those stacked on top of each other with a V-neck from Aeropostale, my Perry the Platypus hat.
Wait, we have a picture of this.
Oh yeah, we do. It's intense. It's intense. So yeah,
this should be on like our next on this episode's teaser. We should put that photo and be like have our voiceover over it.
That's and then so great. I think when I went into high school, I kind of went through a transition period where I would kind of categorize my style as like a brandy girl. Mm-hmm. Like my freshman year of high school, that was the only thing I wore with like the moon phases, shirt, and all of that. I would wear like dresses and skirts and stuff.
Sophomore year of high school, before I dyed my hair pink, or I think a little bit after I dyed my hair pink, I worked at Brandy Melville. So I was like very influenced by like their style and stuff.
Yeah, I was a brandy girl. And then I kind of went the other direction. I go through phases where I dress more feminine and then I'll dress more like tomboy for a couple years and it kind of goes back and forth.
And you have color phases.
I have color phases.
Yes.
So let me tell you, this has always been a thing. I get very hyper fixated on certain colors. And when I was in middle school, my color was purple. So everything I owned was purple. I painted my whole room purple. And on the first day of sixth grade, I wore a full purple outfit.
Monochrome.
Monochrome. Purple shoes, purple socks, purple pants, purple underwear, purple shirt, purple...
Purple underwear?
Uh-huh. Purple hoodie. Like, it was...
purple.
Oh, the
Wait,
first
what happened
day
to Perry the Platypus? Gone at that point?
That was later.
Okay.
This was my purple phase.
Okay.
So, that was middle school. And then, when I came to college, I became really obsessed with orange.
I remember orange.
Mm-hmm. And so, I would wear full
That's
orange
when I
outfits.
Met you. She
yeah.
was full orange.
You were in my... You came in
she
in
had
my
a cone,
orange phase.
An orange cone in her room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it transitioned to neon green, mm-hmm. all very bright colors. So I would wear like all neon, not all neon green, but like hints of neon green. And
first day of senior year of college, she had a full neon green outfit. I'm just kidding.
No, hints for sure.
Yeah, hints of that. I'm trying to think of what came after my brandy. I mean, I grew up in Portland, and so thrifting was also a huge thing there. So we would go thrifting a bunch. And then I think that's when social media started to get bigger and I would start That's where I got most of my inspo. Oh, also when I was in middle school, that's when I started getting really into YouTube. Mm-hmm. And when the beauty era, like the beauty guru era.
I totally forgot
about
that. And I think,
and people would do OOTDs.
Yes.
I actually started a YouTube channel. I didn't start one, but I was going to start one, and I was going to call it Outfitters 101.
Oh, my God.
And I filmed a couple hauls from the mall, of course.
Well, are they like still Bethany Moda somewhere? Or whatever.
Yes, the Bethany Moda.
I was like, yeah. I want to dress like her.
Her yeah. morning routines. Oh, my God. I would watch those and be like, okay, Cicely, so you're going to change your entire morning routine now?
I would go to Bed Bath & Beyond specifically, get the candles that she was using.
No.
Hmm?
But not Bed Bath & Beyond.
Body Works.
Bath & Body Works.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond. I was like,
Bath & Body Works.
So niche. Yeah.
And then there was also the
hand sanitizer.
Yes. Oh, that slayed.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a, you know, like a preppy era. So that was a little moment, I think. And yeah, that was my early inspo. What about you, G?
I mean, I didn't have a very traditional childhood in terms of, like, I wasn't in school. So it's, like, I wasn't going thrifting with my friends, or I wasn't, like, really going to the mall. I guess me and my friend Taylor would maybe go to the mall. But, like, I mean, I was, like, pretty much working, and I wasn't around kids. So it's, like, I feel like I didn't really have a chance to figure out my style that much, or like experiment at all, because I was like in costume or like wardrobe all day. And but my mom is like very preppy, and so we wore a lot of, me and my friend Taylor wore a lot of like J. Crew, like crew cuts. We were really into that. And then we got into Bernie Melville once the store opened up on Ventura, and all the
life changed all for G the after
girls,
that.
All the girlies went in and like dragged their moms there. I had the Phases of the Moon top, all that stuff. I was very into Abercrombie too, because I was like very small and like nothing would fit me. And
Brandy was only perfect for you.
Yeah.
Brandy or like the Abercrombie jeans that were like so tiny.
Small, like triple zero.
They're like insane, but it was perfect for me because I couldn't fit into anything. I was always having to wear, like, little kids, like, younger, like, clothes. So I loved that. And then it wasn't until I went to high school my last 2 years, and there was a somewhat of a dress code. It wasn't, like, strict like that, but the no spaghetti straps and that sort of thing. And when I was there for 2 years, all I wanted to do was, like, blend in. Like, if I could have just been basically invisible, that's what I wanted. Like, I did not want to stand out. I was just, like, let me just get through this. And so I wore basically whatever anyone else was wearing. I was just like,
tell the story of the pants.
Yoga pants.
Oh, yes.
This is my favorite story.
I love this one.
Are you talking about the girl that I saw wearing that? So, I mean, do you guys remember these pants being like all the rage? So it was like these, I think they were from Free People.
Yeah.
They were these tight, like paisley printed flare stretch pants, basically. But this girl at my high school, she was wearing them. A bunch of girls were. And your, like, ass would jiggle in them. And I think, like,
and
I
all
saw
the boys
that.
Were, like...
All the boys were, like, mouths agape, basically. And I think it technically fit into the dress code. Because it's, like, not a yoga pant. It's, like, a pant. It's a trouser.
Yeah.
But, like, your ass would jiggle. And so I ordered them. Like, I basically the exact same pair. I found them. And I put them on, and guys, not a jiggle in sight, okay?
Did you wear them to school?
I think I did. I
would pay to see you in those.
You guys, it was...
Nowadays, you would have some jiggle. Back in the day, maybe
I was so tiny, and I was just like, there was nothing there. We weren't working with a lot, and it was just hilarious. But that is how I remember all of my high school years, just like copying... just trying to, like, fit in. So whatever anyone else was wearing, I was, like, mental note. And then, like, get it or dress like that. So that was my early years. And then college, I think it was kind of the same thing with, like, your pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
I really resonate with that because I, like, chopped my hair off.
I remember that.
For college. And I almost had, like, a new name. Like, new identity. Like, I started introducing myself as Genevieve. I, like, hadn't done that before. And I was just like, this is a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy Dickies and wear clown goggles. That's the route
I'm going to buy clown goggles in every single color.
No, but like, obviously you're going to be influenced by whatever school you go to. So our school, it was liberal, me and Zoo's school was like liberal arts. very cool, kind of like, how would you describe skater?
Skater vibe.
And I became friends with Zoo, and she would wear Dickies and
like every single day.
Vintage t-shirts, yeah. And I got really into, like, I got obsessed with, like, racer car, oh, like, yes. NASCAR vintage shirts. And then, like, that was the first time I ever really went thrifting, was, like, with you guys. And so then I really got to start experimenting, and I realized that I actually liked a lot of, like, edgier things. And I don't know, I just got to, like, expand my style and try things, like, see if I liked them. And it was so fun and, like, freeing. That's, like, what's so awesome about fashion is you can just... It's, like, you're discovering new parts of yourself. It's mm-hmm. so yeah. cool.
It's so cool. It is. Well, I went to college in New York City. So I feel like, again, similar to, like, going to high school in San Francisco, like, I would just look around at people around me. Because, like, I didn't have a campus. Like, you guys had a campus, which was awesome because then you could, like, look around and see people on your campus, what they were wearing, kind of, like, whatever. I would just, like, look at people on the streets or mm-hmm. look at people in my classes, too. And I went to a fashion school, too, like, or an art school. So everybody was, like, dressed to the nines. But it was so weird because there was such, like, a spectrum of people dressed in complete designer. Like, literally a Chanel bag was, like, their school bag. Or a ton of people in my school had, like, Louis Vuitton backpacks as their, like, school backpacks because there was just that crowd. Then there was the crowd that was, like, a little bit less, like, designer, but still was, like, more like Jill Sander, like, the sneaky designer, sneaky expensive. And then there was people like me who just, like, would go to Goodwill and, like, thrift and just, like, wear basically, like, rags. I, like, didn't – I don't think I looked good. Like, I think you had really good style.
I
had, like, fine style, but I think I was, like, just, like, in my chaotic era. And, like, everything I was doing was chaotic. Everything I was wearing was chaotic. And – that was just what it was.
Like maximalist.
Maximalist, like baggy too. Like it was just a lot, which a lot of those pieces, like I wish I still have. My issue with clothes is I get rid of things so easily and so quickly because I'm always buying new things and I have a fear of becoming a hoarder. So like I don't want to.
But that's
have too
also
much
something
stuff.
That I love about you is yeah. that you let things go.
Yeah, I let things go.
Which is hard.
But I'm like, was going through my camera roll the other day and there's like this one like DKNY, like silk shirt that I wish I had today. Like, it would look so good on me today.
But. Well, I remember you gave me, or I don't know if you gave this to me, but you had this orange hoodie.
Probably
what did
it
say
G
on it?
Genentech.
Yeah, yes, I literally wore this every single day.
I think I gave it to you because Zoo was obsessed with orange. Yeah.
Oh,
and so
right.
I gave Zoo this orange yeah. Genentech hoodie.
Yeah.
But I would just, like, go thrifting all the time. It was so fun. But
and
I had a tiny
would,
closet.
We would do, like, do you remember, like, if we were getting rid of stuff or we
yes.
wanted, like, new stuff, we would, like, I remember put, like, a pile in someone's room and be like, come look through this
yeah.
and see what you want.
Yeah.
Which, it's kind of fun because then you start, like, blending mm-hmm. your, like, wardrobes, like, blend with your friends and,
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. I love having, like, pieces that are sentimental or something. If someone gave me something, I love that. It makes
yeah.
it so much more special. Or if I have something that reminds me of something, I have to get rid
yeah.
of it because
yeah.
I get, like, attached to that.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting. Then COVID happened, and I think I just got, like, basic over COVID. I think I was just home all day long. Not that basic is bad, but
yeah.
in, like, yoga pants, stretch pants. I was, like, going on walks a lot. Wasn't really, like, shopping, obviously, because or thrifting because they weren't open. And I think I just got, like, kind of basic. And then when we lived on Ludlow again – or when we lived on Ludlow, our senior year of college, that was so fun because
yeah.
we all had, like, all of our clothes, like you were saying, like, we're coming together and, like, seeing Zoo style was so amazing, seeing mm-hmm. G style was so amazing, and then kind of, like, getting inspired again. Like, it was such – I think that's why I think also so highly back on that time because I just felt so inspired because
mm-hmm.
we were just, like, kept in our houses for, like, a year and a half, 2 years. And then we were just able to, like – be together, get inspired, see people walking around, buy new things. It was just, like, everything opened up.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, going to different places, like, even on a road trip, like, going to Nashville and
mm-hmm.
going to New Orleans and Texas and, like, being in the desert, like,
yeah.
based on your, like, the people you're around, I feel like my style really changes. And then also my environment,
mm-hmm.
like, does my style really changes? Like, even when, like, we went down to Jamaica, like, I
yeah.
brought totally, I mean, they're obviously in my wardrobe, but things that, like, maybe I wouldn't have worn, like, in New York City or whatever because I'm, like, on vacation in, like, a different place. I just feel so inspired by, like, the people I'm with and I think the places that I'm at or,
yeah.
like, wherever I am.
Well, that's why
yeah.
I love living in New York because I feel like you can wear anything and
yes.
no one is going to bat an eye. Like, you can
totally.
Be dressed.
No, you can try things.
Yeah, you can try things and I feel like
yeah.
that's influenced me so much because it's allowed me to experiment and just do crazy things that maybe I wouldn't have done if I was still living in Portland or somewhere else.
And you kind of forget that not everywhere is like that, because I remember I was with a friend and we went to Maine, like this was like a few years back, and I was wearing like cheetah print skirt, my like sparkly bag. It was very just like not an outfit that someone in Maine would wear to dinner. Like they dress very, very, very casually there. And here you can dress to the nines or casually, so it's really nice. But I felt like people were looking at me, which was like, I forgot, because here in New York, it's just no one cares.
You're like, you know? Literally can be crying on the street, walking home. People are like, okay, hey.
I am.
Whatever, you know?
That's so also, I feel like I get so much inspiration just walking around because everyone is dressed very cool, especially in the Lower East Side where we used to live. Everyone had such cool outfits on, and I would try to, you know, take elements from different people that I saw.
I love, like, sitting in Washington Square Park. It's the best fashion show. Watching people walk by, especially, like, I want to see, like, what the girls are wearing who are, like, in college right now. Like, the NYU students, like, the Parsons students. Because I feel like they're always, like, they're on the edge of, like, what's cool, what's happening. And you can just get so much inspiration just people watching here.
It's interesting, too, because, like, every neighborhood of New York also has, like, a different style, kind of. Yeah. You know? So it's, like, I'll be walking, like, from the West Village, like, through Soho, through Nolita to get to the Lower East Side. Then I'm in Chinatown. Then I'm in the Lower East Side. And it's, like, every single neighborhood, like, the people that you, like, are, like, you see walking around are, like, wearing something, like, a little different, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
just
interesting how, based on, like, where you live, like, your style kind of evolves, maybe because you're, like, looking around at people who live in the same neighborhood and you're all kind of wearing similar things.
Also, it's funny because, like, I was getting dressed today and I was, like, my outfit looks like what my ex-boyfriend would wear.
No, this is my problem.
Yes, and once we were talking about doing an episode on fashion, I was thinking about this, and I was like, oh my god, I really get inspired by, like, my boyfriend at the time, or if I'm seeing someone, which is, like, a good, I mean, I think that's cool. It's, like, how you get inspired by what your friends are wearing at that moment, but I definitely think I'm the type of person where it's, like, what the people around me are wearing, like, that influences me a lot. And then I do love Pinterest. I, like, save stuff on there.
Yeah.
And
that's, like, Instagram. My high school boyfriend, like, got really into Jordans, like, and so I started wearing Jordans. And I look back at, like, pictures, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Isn't it funny?
I'm like, Jordans? Jordans now, like, I would still wear them, but in a very different way than I did back then. It was just, like, so interesting.
Yeah. Well, I love a good skater boy. Right. And I think my college phase was dressing like the boys that I'm attracted to, which is a grimy skater boy, which is amazing. But after a while, I think I realized maybe that's why boys are not looking at me.
Oh my god, boys are looking at you.
I don't know. I realized, oh, I'm dressing like the boys that I like.
It's like, I remember talking about this with you, and it was kind of like a revelation. We were like, oh my god, I feel like sometimes I do that too.
Yeah.
Like, dressing for the person that you want to date.
Yeah.
Or
dressing
or
like
dating.
The person that you like them, or what? Wait, what did you say?
Like, dressing like the person that you want to attract, or that you're actually with.
But opposites attract sometimes, you guys.
Right. And it's funny, you know what the fucking skater boys like? I'll tell you right now. They like the basic Lululemon girl in her UGG boots. I'm not kidding you. And it's like, oh my god. Like, of course.
Like, you just can't win.
Opposites. Opposites attract, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in college, my style was just, like, shock factor. I wanted to just, like, shock my parents every time I came home from college for winter break. So it didn't really matter. I just wanted to shock them. Like, whatever it was. I just wanted to either, like,
what
something.
What about the nose piercing?
Oh, yeah. Nose piercing, or just, like, super edgy, or wearing these insane clout glasses. Like,
that thinking photo I was of your dad
Cobain.
In them.
I just wanted to, like, weird them out and, like, freak them out.
Yeah.
And so I feel like my style in college was driven a lot by that. And then once I kind of stepped back and I was like, well, wait, what do I actually like? Instead of, like, trying to affect people around me. But maybe that's, like, the performer in me. I don't know.
It's, like, fun, though, like, getting a reaction from an outfit you put on. Like, whether it's a good reaction or a bad reaction, like, it's kind of fun.
I'd rather, like, have something. Some reaction than no reaction, than be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so true.
I feel like I'm a little too influenced by social media and the trends right now, especially because the trends are, like, they change so quickly. Yeah. And now I'm trying to focus on what are the pieces in my closet that I've actually had for years and that I wear consistently, and trying to focus on that, because I find myself shopping based on these trends, and then I'll get rid of the clothes a couple months later, and I have to do it all over again.
That's why I stopped shopping, because sometimes I would, like, it's fun to kind of go into Zara and see what they have. It's fun to go into, I don't know, Brandy Melville and see what they have. And, like, I do have some pieces from Zara and from Brandy Melville that I do have and like and wear. But it's, like, those trends. Like, every time I go into Zara, it's a new, it's a whole new store, right. You know? It's, like, those trends come and go so quickly that, like, kind of how you've been saying, like, I've been trying to, when I find something, like, obviously I like to thrift. So if I'm thrifting something, like, look at it and be like, okay, am I going to wear this for a long time? Am I going to like this? Can I wear this with multiple things? Like, I've been getting less of those, like, crazy, like, wear one time kind of outfits.
Yeah.
And more of the, I can wear this with so many different things.
Yeah.
And I can, like, repurpose this. And also the beauty about thrifting that I love, as opposed to, like, Zara or Brandy Melville or whatever, is I can get rid of it a lot easier. And that's why I think I can get rid of things so easily, is because I'm like, well, I thrifted it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, back into the cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find something else. And it's just this, like, cycle of thrifting for me.
Yeah. And also, I also now, like, pretty much just exclude, like, I was for a while into, like, Reformation. I liked Zara, Free People, all those places. And now I'm like, I love buying things off of Depop.
eBay.
Yeah. And, like, thrift stores in New York. Because there's something about, like, having something that's unique and special. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's so many clothes that I love from, like, Reformation and whatever, but I walk down the street and I see someone else in it.
Yes.
And even
it's like the House of Sunny effect.
Yes. I know. And it's just, like, it's so fun to have something that is completely unique. Like, the probability of someone else having it is, like, a lot lower when you buy from those places. Or if you just buy from a really small independent shop.
Yeah.
Well, it's, like, interesting because I thrift all my outfits. Like, excuse me, everything I wear is, like, it's thrifted. Not that, like, oh, kudos to me, but, like, that's just everything I wear is thrifted. So it's, like, I've never had, like, the thought of, like, oh, what if somebody else is wearing this? Like, I've never had that in my head, because I'm always, like, nobody has, like, thrifted this. Like, nobody has this. I mean, even this dress is Reformation from, like, years ago, and I bought it on Depop. Like, so somebody could have this, but I, like,
because the probability is lower.
Like, it's so low. So interesting.
Recently, I've been really getting into quality pieces because I want to, as I said, I think in my New Year's resolution is, like, minimize. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm trying to buy more quality pieces that I'll have in my wardrobe till I die.
You've done such a good job with that, too.
Mm-hmm. And so just trying to invest in maybe designer vintage. I've been loving doing, like, eBay or going to vintage stores and just getting staple pieces.
Yeah.
And it's, like, people are always talking about the environment and climate change, and, like, buying a hybrid car, awesome, but, like, the fast fashion industry is not to, like, get on a, you know, pedestal here or whatever, but seriously, like, one of the best things you can do is buy clothes from other people, like, going to thrift stores. It's so sustainable, and then we're not just, like, creating more waste with these, like, trends that, like, literally going into Zara and every single week it's all new clothes. It's just
there's this I think I said this in, like, an earlier podcast episode, but there's, like, an entire town in Sweden
that's
fueled by burning old H&M clothes that nobody bought.
Like, and there's just already so much cool stuff out there. I mean, go on Depop for 5 seconds, you'll, like, see so much that you like. And
the fact also, that there's, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of thrift stores all around the United States and the world that are full of clothes. Like, that's enough clothes to satiate all of us forever. Like, we don't need to be creating more or buying more or making new clothes.
Also, going through your wardrobe or closet or whatever and trying to wear clothes that you haven't looked at in a while, or trying to rewear things that maybe you haven't styled, because I feel like a lot of times I just want to buy something new to get that hit of dopamine when I have so many clothes. My closet is overflowing. So just, like, going through the things and seeing if I can style them in a new way.
And it feels so good, like, when you find a new way to wear something. Like, there's so many pieces of clothing that I have in my closet that I'm like, okay, well, I can only wear this like this. Like, this is how the only way I've worn it, and this is the only way it looks good. And then sometimes, like, when I'm in a rush, I'll make, like, the coolest outfits. Yes! Like, outfits, totally. Like, when I don't have a lot of time.
Totally.
So I'll just be, like, running out. Even, like, last night, like, I did have a lot of time, but I was, like, cleaning my room. I was, like, going through my closet, sending Greg pictures of things I'm getting rid of to sell. And, like, I was just, like, doing a lot of different things. And then it was time to go, and I was, like, oh, shit, I have to get dressed. And so I just threw something on really quickly, and I, like, loved my outfit. So I think the less time you have, like, sometimes the better the outfits
seriously, are. Even my makeup, I'll, like, set aside 2 hours to, like, makeup and getting my outfit together, and I swear I don't look good when I leave myself 10-15 minutes, put your makeup on, pick out an outfit, it, like, comes together so well for some
but when you
reason.
Don't put a lot of pressure on it, like, then you can start wearing, like, those things that you thought were only limited to wearing it one way or, like, one outfit with one thing.
Because you're not overthinking it.
You can realize, like, oh my god, like, once you realize that something can be worn in multiple different ways, you feel so excited because you're like, oh my god, a whole new world.
Right. So my challenge to you guys is to go through your closet and wear something that you haven't worn in a while and see how you can style it.
Well, there was this this person, I don't even, it was like some organizer or whatever. Yeah, it was some organizer or whatever, and she was saying, like, what you should do that's, like, so fun is try to wear every single thing in your closet before re-wearing something again.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I mean, obviously, like, basics are fine, but if you don't, like, reach for something, then get rid of it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was such good advice. I think so, this could be, like, we could do, like, a part two on fashion,
I know.
Too.
I have so much to say about
this. Because
we
didn't even get into, like, who we love and, like, where we shop and, like, all this stuff. But we do have to wrap it up, ladies.
Yeah, we can do a part two on fashion, passion for fashion. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social medias.
At blah, 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 @_pod.
And we will see you next week. Kisses!
See you.